Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I want to talk about the top three of the VFN torch. The first one I want to share is Channels of His Love. And, you know, we're reminded in John 15 what Jesus' command. I mean, he said, "My command is this, to love each other as I have loved you, and that greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." You know, the Lord gives us a command. It's not a suggestion. You know, we're to walk in love in the same manner that he loved us. And the thing about the Lord's love is that his love was on display. He gave his entire life. And we should follow in that example. And the greatest way that we can display and move in love, the greatest way, is when we willingly lay down our life for others. I mean, that's where it's really at. Because our life, our wishes, our desires, etc., you could go on forever. When we lay that down, it's not about us, but it's about others. It's about God. Right. And God calls us to be channels of his love.
Right.
Unless we stand in the way of that channel,
mm-hmm.
and the love of God doesn't flow through us.
Right.
You know, it'll cost us everything, but there's nothing more beautiful than to be a channel of God's love. So you definitely want to catch that on the torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and select torch. The second one we want to share is gloating over the fall of your enemy.
Don't do that.
So with the moment, don't gloat. Proverbs 24 says, don't gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice. Or get this, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. Wow. And take chew on that. You know, the first thing we learn is that we can have some enemies.
Yes, true.
That is true.
No matter how much you want to believe it, you can have enemies.
Really? That's right.
You've been thinking about me that long?
Oh, you can have some enemies. But God, there's a way that even God wants us to respond to our enemies. I mean, my goodness, he tells us to love them, to be kind to them, to treat them good. If you see someone hungry, give them something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
If they hit you in one cheek, turn the other.
Turn the other.
After two cheeks, I don't know what you could do from there.
Yeah, I don't know. Pat will have to tell us, you know, his divine.
He never made it past the first cheek. He won't be a good source. He's still working on that.
Still working on that one.
Well, we're not to take revenge, but allow God to be the judge and to bring justice.
He's good at it.
Really, yeah, all justice belongs to the Lord.
And he's quick to forgive. We'll find out that, you know, God will, you better forgive your adversaries, your enemies quickly, because God will forgive them the moment that they realize what they were doing and they ask for God's forgiveness.
That's right.
You could be behind the ball.
You better quick to the draw, right?
Right.
Quick to the draw. Forgive.
I think we talk about, you know, how not just to pray for your enemies, but to bless them. And not only bless them, but want to see that blessing come to pass in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know you're free from anything that may hold you in that whole situation.
That's right. A key way of knowing that you're free is when you can pray. If you can't pray for them, something's up.
Pray, but also bless.
Yeah.
And expect the blessing to come to pass and rejoice when it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just like, that's how you know. So when you go to your mailbox and you find a check for $1,000, but no name on it, that's somebody getting free from you. This guy keeps on coming back. I just want to say, I got another $1,000 with no name on it. Like, you must be ticking a lot of people off. They're trying to get free from you, bro. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, last one we want to share is life is short. Just do the right thing. Just do the right thing. And we should talk about a young woman who was only 35 when she passed away. And, you know, we don't live forever. You know, tomorrow's not promised to, you know, to any of us. And the only thing, you know, we can take with us is what is actually buried with us. And we talk about the rich young man, and we talk about the rich man and Lazarus. And at the end, what we find is that Lazarus, the beggar, he was the one that made it. And the rich man was actually tormented. And so the whole thing about it here is that, you know, we just need to do the right thing. We just need to trust God. And let God be God and live for him. We'll be right back.
You You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.